The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So many interviews, so little time. Did we find a cat sitter? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I thought we'd never find the right one because auto standards are this high.
Oh, really?
Super high.
To the cats. Yeah. And we did. We found a lovely woman who is a former vet tech. So she's got all the qualifications he needed and wanted for his kitty.
And now a full-time cat sitter.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Does she meet your requirements to distribute the medication to your cat?
I drilled her, dude. Oh. I was like, how do you do this? This is what I do. This is what you should do. I'm actually making her an instructional video later today.
Annoying. I was like, Otto, my gosh, there are two cats. It's not that hard. You're making it seem like it's harder than it is. You walk in, you give them food, you give them meds, you leave.
I wonder if at one point during that interview process, she was like, I have a DJ telling me.
She doesn't know who I am.
Oh, you didn't tell her what you did for a profession?
No, I don't tell her anything. No.
Oh, all right.
He was weird about the whole interview. Like,
really?
And how was I weird?
Because
I was thorough.
You acted like you were hiring her for a Secret Service position or something.
She's going to be in her house. She's taking care of my loved ones.
Oh, my gosh. I swear I've never had him be this upset about anything I need.
I wasn't there, but I can feel the energy right now, too.
It was insane. And I was FaceTiming her. Next thing I know, I don't have my phone. He's walking around the house. He's talking to her. I'm like, whatever. But here's my thing. When I was little, and I don't know about you, Anthony, but we never took our pets to the vet. It just was like, you got a sick pet, they better get better.
Oh, damn.
You better put them outside.
Really?
Do something nobody was ever spayed or neutered.
That's
nobody.
Probably the reason I am the way I am is because, one, my mom took me at like 6 years old to go put my dog down, and I remember that.
What was the dog's name?
Prince. He was named after Prince. And then,
oh, my gosh. Why would she take you?
I don't know. My mom used to do this thing where she would put the dogs in puppy jail is what she used to call it. So if they didn't listen to her or they made mess inside the house, she would actually take them to the pound and leave them there.
Like a scared straight program?
Yeah, scared straight. Yes.
And then what? She would just...
And then she would pick them up after like a day or two. She'd always tell the people, she'd be like, I'm coming back for them. I'm just trying to scare them.
That's awful. So she would adopt them out and be the one to adopt them back.
Pretty much.
Maybe that is why you're so weird with your pets. I never had anybody do anything like that.
Take the same approach with you and your brothers?
She never put me in jail.
No.
But she did drop me off in some questionable situations. Yeah.
She kicked you out of the car one time in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, she did leave me in Nebraska in the middle of the cornfields. She did. Tough love.
Growing up, we always had pound puppies, so they had, I guess, like the internal, stomach, and they had a still meal in there. It was puppies never really got sick, but we did go to the vet when needed. And then now my mom, she's a pug owner. So,
my gosh, your mom has a little cute pug?
Yeah, cute's an interesting way to phrase it, but she has a pug.
You don't think the pugs are cute?
No, I'm actually very anti-pug. Me and her got into this, and I told her, I was like, Mom, you're a walking red flag, because any woman with a pug, I don't like.
What? Explain why.
Because every girl I've dated who had a pug, it just obviously didn't work out.
You can't judge a pug because you pick these crazy women.
I will say, I will judge pugs. They're heavy breathers. And I have a pug brother named Ike, and he gets so much good treatment. He gets treated better than me and my actual real brother.
You know how I feel.
Yes.
Otto treats the cats better. I'm like, why can't I get this much love and attention?
The highlight of my morning so far is my cat Ran, the one that's been sick, that was paralyzed. He didn't run. He kind of like walk jogged. But dude, this is humongous. Leaps and bounds.
I had to listen to this all morning. Did you see him? I'm like, no, I didn't see him.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Some would call DJ Automatic and our relationship that we have boring. Actually, it's not some. It's my husband, DJ Automatic. You said we have a boring relationship.
I meant that in the most loving way possible.
Explain, break it down.
There's no drama, so it's boring, which in turn makes it peaceful.
Okay.
And that's exactly the way I want it.
I wonder if another way to describe it is healthy instead of boring.
It is, Anthony A., and the problem is that none of us in this room ever had a healthy relationship growing up. And so now it is not boring. What I would say is that Automatic is my friend, and God knows we have our ups and downs. We had a fight right before we turned the mic on, like a little disagreement. It's just that it's healthy, and I love that. I love being with my best friend. Is it always perfect? No. But we got some friends right now that are a little toxic. You know, they're a little toxico.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know how to break it off with them. Does that make sense?
Break up with friends?
I don't want to necessarily even break it off. I don't want to eliminate the amount of time that we spend with them because it causes
Yeah, it's problems. Contagious.
That
toxic energy, and then their problems are starting to stress you out, and now next thing you know, you and your partner are fighting in a weird way. So I understand
because why they're asking you to choose, like, who's right, who's wrong. I don't know who's right, and yeah, it's too much.
I ghost people. I think ghosting is a form of communication. So if my friends are bothering me like that, and I just feel like they're not good for my life, I'm just gonna fall back without telling them anything. That's what I would suggest.
What if they ask though, Anthony? What if they ask, why are you not talking to me?
Well, just, life got busy. I'm an adult. Don't check on me. You ain't my mom.
Like, you don't have to talk daily.
I don't have to justify why I haven't been talking to you for a while. And also, I think that's like a better friend. My best friends, sometimes we go for months without talking, and then you pick up right where it was. You know, and then also, hopefully they have a little bit of self-awareness to recognize, like, you know what? Every time we hang out with Dana and Automatic, we're bringing up problems. We're fighting.
They do not have self-awareness. It's been like that since I met them. I think it's always going to be like that. It's not just them. I mean, you know, think about it. Even family members can be like that at a certain time.
Oh, well, that toxic and negative energy comes in many different forms.
It does.
I've experienced it with a lot of coworkers and stuff like that.
Just now you did, right here in this room, right here in this studio.
And it's very dangerous in a workplace because you got to be careful not to get yourself mixed up with the wrong person who will get you, you know, you'll lose your job over hanging out with a negative Nancy or the office gossiper who can always spin things around. Next thing you know, you find yourself in the middle of some stuff too.
If that person who's already kind of involved in all this turns it around, makes it look like you were the person starting it. You weren't even the person that started the stuff in the first place. It was them.
My dad always used to say, don't get into a pissing match with piss ants.
Oh, okay. All right, that's some nice fatherly advice right there.
That's a good way of putting it, though, DJ Automatic. Don't waste your time on it.
Yeah, don't bring yourself down to their level. There's no reason to even engage with that. Just ignore it.
My first introduction to really negative people when I was playing peewee football growing up, and one of our coaches, Anthony, he would just always complain at the refs. He would always give us this whole spill about how the rest of the league doesn't like us because we're from the other side of town.
No.
And eventually, like, the parents had to check him and be like, dude, uplift them. Help them.
Don't make them mad.
Just because your life ain't work out the way you want it, come on, help the kids. And that was like the first introduction to learning how to, like, yo, you got to fall back. Next season, we all voted him out as coach. we don't need that, dog.
Well, he was like planting a seed that you don't want to grow.
Yes.
It was not good.
You're just walking around with a chip on your shoulder because my football coach told me that life is just going to be this way.
You should have seen me at school the next day giving lectures at the tetherball court. Sometimes your dreams don't work out, Maria. All right? Just because you won a science fair, it could all go downhill.
And it's all the white man's fault.
Exactly. Gosh.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Something big is coming to Dunkin', and I mean really big. Otto's got the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Kohl's studio, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I didn't know this. Pac-Man was released in May of 1980.
Okay.
Wow, Pac-Man, he is old. But he remains incredibly popular today with a 98% recognition rate in the U.S. And when it comes to old school games, in a top five.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Pac-Man.
I mean, that definitely puts him neck and neck with Mario.
Yes, he is neck and neck with Mario. That's what this article says. And by the way, he's slowed down a little bit because he is married now with Miss Pac-Man. He's got kids. But I love a good Pac-Man.
He's still in all the movies. He was in Wreck-It Ralph.
I forgot. Otto, you're right. So that's what I mean. He still has a 98% recognition rate. And although I've always said I love the old school games, they are just some of the biggest games in the world. You got Mario. You got Pac-Man.
Dana knows the pattern for Pac-Man.
I do.
Pac-Man. It's a classic game. I don't think it's gonna be here another 100 years.
For sure. We'll be long gone. Pac-Man will still be munching away. All right. Speaking of munching, what's going on in food news, DJ Automatic?
Dunkin's 42-ounce beverage buckets are going nationwide.
Wow.
Hold on. What?
So they're doing these things. They tested them in February, but now they're going to take them nationwide. They are 42-ounce drinks. You can either get iced coffees or Dunkin' refreshers.
42 ounces of iced coffee? What are you doing in your day that requires that?
What are you doing with
your
life?
You can share
life?
That amongst like four people.
You need to do sugar-free and caffeine-free. That is wild. That is not what America needs, but it's what America's going to buy.
Yep. There's going to be 25 different buckets, and it's going to be $13 per bucket.
$13.
Well, $12.99.
Oh, okay, if we could split that. We're actually probably saving money when it comes to buying a cup of coffee. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Paper Airplane Day. Were you guys ever good paper airplane builders?
I'm challenging you right now.
Oh, okay.
Anthony, Otto, you ready to do this?
You don't want the smoke.
Oh, I feel like this is something Automatic would be pretty good at.
I had two brothers. We did this on the regular.
Yeah. Well, and your sister didn't get to play?
She didn't. She wasn't into it.
Well,
she probably did, and then we were like, no, you can't play with us.
Well, your wife is about to beat you. We're taking it to the gram. At Dana Cortez, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Comedy. All right, what's next?
And we'll wrap it up on National Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
I wasn't going to gripe about this, but earlier, Otto said, I don't even like cheesecake, and I stayed quiet, and he looked at me. And you know why he looked at me? Because he always eats my cheesecake.
That doesn't mean I love it, though. I don't. I,
then
I
stay
will
away
eat
from
it.
My
I don't
cheesecake.
Like it.
And the worst part, Anthony, you know the part at the top with the crust?
Yeah, that's the best.
I eat from the tip, you know, to the top, and he starts at the top and eats all the crust.
I love that graham cracker crust. That's the best part about cheesecake.
You know what? Go eat your bucket of coffee. Leave my cheesecake to myself.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, it's time for What's Your Sign? We're getting a psychic reading for someone who's listening right now, calling Sir Marty. Sir Marty, let's go. I don't know why, but this Memorial Day Monday, I'm feeling like our spiritual forecast is going to be positive. We shall see. But first, you said that somebody that's tuning in right now needs a special message. What is that message, Marty?
Yes, I feel like there's a lot of heartbreak within this person. There's a situation that has you staying up at night. It's been having you lose a lot of sleep, wondering what's going on with this person. I do feel that who I'm speaking with is a feminine energy, and they're stressing over a masculine energy. And so they're very connected to their emotions. They're very in tune. Unfortunately, the person that they're stressing over is really ungrounded. They're not really strong in their masculine. They're very kind of detached even from themselves. So let alone being able to give you and pour into you in the way that you deserve. I know that you and this person are separated, and that you want this to manifest in the real world. You want this person to come back to you. And right now you feel very isolated from this person. Just know that this period of time is very necessary, because during this period of time when you are away from him, you are going to realize they are detaching emotionally because they themselves aren't grounded within their own heart. There's going to be like a light bulb moment. I'm getting 9 months. I know that that's a long time, but it does feel that over the course of the next 9 months, you come into that clarity and you become aware of it, and it releases you in some way. Although I do feel that it takes time. You are very much in love with this individual. I do feel this. It does hurt me just to tap into your energy because I feel like this heartbreak. But it does feel like it's necessary. This person is not right within themselves.
9 months is not a long time. It feels like it, but it's really not. Before you know it, in the blink of an eye, you will be on the other side, so hold tight. Now, I said I thought it might be more positive this week. What about our spiritual forecast as a collective?
So this week, actually, we have a blue moon at the end of this week on Saturday night. And this is a blue moon because it's the second full moon within 1 month. So it's a really impactful full moon, meaning that our emotions are very being highlighted, but in a good way. I do feel that this is a week, that we're going to be detaching ourselves really from our expectations and becoming more aware that we're opening ourselves to whatever comes. And that's something that's important, because if you're the type of person that likes to control everything, you know that that comes with a lot of stress, because things don't always turn up the way that you want. So
we're looking at you, Dana Cortez.
So this is the week to detach from that outcome and just be open to whatever the universe brings to you, because it's going to be better than you could imagine.
I just read that book, The Power of Now, and Dana needs to read it next.
You know what's interesting, Marty?
Oh, I love that.
Sometimes things will happen to me and I'm like, why is this happening? And then this amazing door opens. And if that window hadn't closed, the door wouldn't have opened. So you're right. Exactly. Just accept what's happening right now. There's something bigger and better in store for you. I want you to follow Sir Marty on Instagram. The gems are daily, okay? At Illis Divinity. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get in touch with your spirituality, she does have classes. Thank you for taking the time this Memorial Day Monday for that. We appreciate you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.